before. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
New Quaker State Defy motor oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
How much is that jug in the window? The one with the wackily chair.
That's right. It's time for Dr. Douglas Pernikoff. That sounds like a former president or something. Yeah. Douglas Pernikoff. He's here to answer your questions about your pet. Whatever it is. We think of dogs and cats, but there are people that have other kind of weird things. Monkeys. You ever hear of a sugar glider?
Yes.
I never had until a friend of my daughter's got a couple of them. They're like little flying somethings. They glide like squirrels or something.
Yeah.
Whatever you have, here are the numbers. I would call now because we jump right in. Dr. Doug doesn't waste any time. Get the phones now. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. Or toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. As you know, and the best way ever to get a Laclede cab is to download the free app STL Taxi. STL Taxi. Light them up. I don't see any phone light there. Now, see, there they go. What takes people so long? Here he is, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How's everybody today?
We're great, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. You came up in a discussion last night. I went to dinner with another Dr. Doug, Dr. Doug Watanabe, and his wife, Carol.
I remember him over on Ballast.
Yes, and your name came up, and I said you'd actually like each other if you met, and maybe you will. Maybe you'll change dentists one day.
I have met him, actually. I used to work at the clinic, the building exactly next door to him.
Well, there you go.
Well, how about that?
It's a small world after all. Okay, we'll stop. So,
how's everybody over there?
Let me check. How are we doing? Are we okay? Yeah,
apparently. Yeah, good. We're good.
Is this crazy weather? I mean, last night I thought I was in California. It was so beautiful.
Yeah. You know who hates this weather? I talked to him this morning. Tom Matheny. Air conditioning. People got windows open, doors open. He needs a lot of heat and humidity. That's what they need. You want to take some calls?
Sure. All right. Absolutely.
Here we go. This is the last time I'll give the numbers out. Lines are almost full. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. First up would be, I believe, Mary. Mary, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Mary. How are you, honey?
Oh, not too bad. I have a 15-year-old male cat who's declawed, and he's been kind of, I think he's getting lonely, and I was wondering how do you know and whether it would be a good idea to get him a companion?
You know, if he's a social cat and he's always been a social cat, I don't see any problems with that. If you get a kitten, obviously they tend to be a little bit obnoxious because they're all over the place. That may or may not be appealing to him. If you get a more mature cat, that might be a better thing to do.
Now, does she mean, Mary, do you mean sexual companion for your cat?
I wasn't planning on that, but you can't really control him now.
No, you really can't.
No.
But I think that it's not a bad idea, especially to transition. Many stories we get is that the cats, they either love each other or sometimes they kind of stay away from each other. But generally, there's no big negatives to bringing another cat into the household. Just make sure it's healthy, you've got them checked out by the vet, you're not bringing anything to a 15-year-old cat that might be more prone to issues.
Well, when he was younger, he was around cats and dogs, but now he's by himself. He's getting very vocal, and he always wants to be near me or touching or anybody. He hates when he's alone.
Uh-huh. But no, I think it might be interesting. I would definitely give it a try. I think it's a good idea.
Male or female?
Generally, I would probably go with another. If it's a young animal, I'd do another male. If it's an older animal, I think it can go either way. Again, it depends on the temperament of the animal you're looking at. But actually, sometimes females are a little more persnickety about accepting other animals than are other males. But then the other issue would be two males together might create some hostility.
Or two males together could create homosexuality. Animals can be homosexual. Is that correct, Dr. Doug?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they might demonstrate things that we would call homosexual action.
Well, if she has a lonely male cat and his only release is another male cat, he might turn gay on her. So
I don't know.
To think about.
I'm not going to get into that one.
Well, see, that's a great attitude. Mary, thank you for the call.
Thanks so much.
All right. She had a little bitty voice. Mm-hmm. I wonder if she was a little bitty person. I should have asked her that. Todd, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Todd? Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good, Todd. How are you?
Good, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What you got?
Hey, I have a quick question. We have two dogs. One's probably 4 years old, and the other is approaching a year old. And since we've gotten the second dog, they've decided to chew the carpet where it meets the hardwood floors. So...
Is it the new dog that's doing that or the established dog?
Both now. I can't figure out how to stop them.
Well, obviously, it's controlling their freedom is the first thing to get them out of that cycle. The other thing you can do is try and find some kind of deterrent to that area where they're chewing if they're focused on one particular area. But the biggest, most common sense thing would be, again, don't give them the freedom. You got to retrain them to control. And until you know that they're reliable, then they don't get those freedoms back.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
Todd.
Kind of sound like I knew what I was talking about.
You really did. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make sure I get these in order. I think up next is Jay. Jay, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm AM in the PM.
Yeah, that's why you're good.
My question is, we have a Jack Russell mutt that is about 13 years old.
I love Jack Russells.
Yeah, he's a good dog, except that he does not like any other animals. He's very aggressive toward groundhogs, dogs, any other kind of animals. He doesn't like them in his territory.
Okay.
The problem is that we are attempting to take care of my daughter's dog while she is building a new house.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to figure out what to do with two dogs at the same house so that they both come out alive.
Well, there is something, a process that we use in other animal species that might work here. That's called a howdy cage. So what you do is you put the new puppy or the new dog that's coming into the setting into some kind of controlled exposure to the established dog. That's the established dog's territory, right? So, and then that, when you're not supervising the dog, or when you are supervising the dogs, you can bring them out one to the other, sit down in a quiet space, put on the TV or some music, and each person, if you have a partner there, that each control one of the dogs and kind of give them some time to come to know each other with control. And don't just give them a freedom to just jump. But it's going to be a tough one because Jack Russell Terriers are pretty obstinate.
Yes,
they're smart and they're stubborn.
Other animals apart. So we
The other, I mean, I hate for you to have to get into, how long is this process going to take?
Well, we're going to have the younger one for about 6 months.
Wow. Well, like I said, the worst case scenario is that you have to keep them separated or in and out of crates and moving them around separately, but that's a pain in the tush, and I hate for you to have to do that.
Hey, Jay, I'm not familiar with the howdy cage, but another thing I am aware of, and I hope you don't mind, Doctor, you introduce the guest dog to your dog.
Here it comes.
To your dog's poop, and it's called a howdy doo-doo cage.
It was just going to be a duty.
You're welcome.
All righty then.
Yeah, you're welcome, Jay.
You're welcome. And hey, thanks for making me laugh every day.
No, well, thank you for listening. We
good
appreciate
luck.
It.
Okay, thanks.
You bye guys bye. Act like you think that's a joke, the howdy doo-doo case.
Well,
I
invented it.
I want to label it.
Dogs sniff each other's butts.
Why
not get right to it and let them have a little sample sniff of the doo-doo of the other dog?
Yeah.
And it's the howdy doo-doo cage, and I'm going to market it, and then you laugh when I'm going to the bank every day.
No, I'm going to be right there partnering with you.
All right, let's see Tim in here. Tim, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm good. I have a 10-year-old miniature dachshund, and I don't know the name of the condition, but basically his immune system is crashing and it's eating its red blood cells.
Uh-huh.
I've already had two blood transfusions. Just got through testing for cancer, and he does not have cancer.
Okay.
But his PCV levels keep diminishing. Right now they're going down about 2% a day. And he's probably going to have another blood transfusion. I don't really know. I have a specific question, but I just want to find out, is this condition, can it ever be cured, or am I going to have blood transfusions once a month? Or
it's a variable response. It's called an immune-mediated hemolytic anemia.
Yes. That's what I was going to say.
And it may have some genetic predisposition, or sometimes as a result of some other infection you don't even know came and went, and those things might trigger something in the immune system, so the immune system attacks itself. It attacks its own cells. Are you working with there are a number of excellent medicine specialists in town.
Yeah, I'm taking them to VSS.
Okay, wonderful. You can't get a better group, good a group. There's two other groups that are all wonderful. You're going to get the best guidance. Some animals will respond exceptionally well, and others may not. And their whole regime, what they do is they start with one group of drugs. Usually there's a steroid involved, and then they'll often add some kind of anti-metabolic or anti-cancer kind of drugs that help control that too. And I've had some animals that did super duper and they stayed and are still healthy over many, many years. Others that don't respond as well, and it's just it's a wait and see kind of response reaction you can't really predict.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right,
and I'm a dachshund fan myself. I've had several of them, so I wish you well.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And I don't want to hurt Tim's feelings there, but that's a dog, and I love dogs. I just have never, that and a Chihuahua, dachshunds. It's almost like, like nature was cruel to that dog because it didn't give it long enough legs.
Right.
Well, they were designed actually to, they were kind of bred towards hunting vermin. So they were designed to kind of crawl into rat holes and stuff like that.
Kind of like a snake with legs or something.
Yeah, I think they were designed on purpose to be that way.
Right. Wally is up next. Wally, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Well, hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Wally, how's the beef?
Oh, no.
That's a good one.
I'm not going to charge for that one. That was
okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, one guy.
Anyway.
His poodle, he has a lot of fleas, and I keep telling him, the flea collars and once a month, liquid you put on them. They believe that that's bad for the dog.
The what?
That all that stuff is bad for the dog. They like using this organic powder, stuff.
No, oh, those kind
you
of.
You know, the problem with.
Right. I have them listening so they can hear it.
Okay. Well, I think that the flea problem you have right now needs to be attended to. I mean, I don't know of any particular. There's a lot of things that people would suggest, the skin softeners and stuff that might deter the flea thing, but there are a lot of good products that your vet can use. There's a drug called Capstar that will kill off that immediate flea infestation right there, but you have to treat the environment because of the second generation of fleas. And then there are a lot of good longer term management products, and they may not have to use them all the time, but when you have an acute problem like that where you're actually having an infestation, you got to get rid of them because it's
right,
just
that
where
the little dog has
down.
Fleas on them all, and we have a little long-haired dog and doesn't have one flea because we use that stuff all the time.
Yeah, and my point would be how much better, you're talking about a minimal exposure, millions and millions of animals use those products safely for an entire lifetime, and yet you're talking about an animal now that it's under a lot of discomfort suffering from a flea infestation. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I would say strongly encourage getting them treated. If they don't want to do a month-to-month process, then at least as needed, when needed kind of thing. Okay?
And one is still better than the other, though, right?
I'm sorry? There's so many good products out there. I use your vet to guide you through that, and there are many, many safe opportunities for them.
They do. They're their own vet.
That's the problem right there.
No, no kidding.
All right. Bye now.
Thanks. Good luck.
Well, what is the deal with people who have another guy? Well, he said they're listing. What did they call?
Well, because they're stuck in their ways of organic powders.
But didn't he say, I have them listening right now?
Right. He wants them to hear another opinion because they're not listening to Wally.
I mean, they're their own vet. They don't go to the
vet.
Right.
What the heck?
Well, they may not have a veterinarian. So who knows?
Well, here you are, available for everybody.
Thank you so much for letting me be on the show.
And thank you, and I'd like to do this again next week. What do you say?
I think I'll be there.
Done. Done and done. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, doctor. And there he goes, courtesy of LaCleague Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. Download it. You'd be glad you did when you need a cab. I see a blinking light. And I know where that is on the phone bank. That means that's the hotline. There's a red phone in John Landoff's office.
Like the bat phone?
Yes. And it goes directly to the studio. No one else. That's when that phone rings, it's us. It's kind of like the president or something.
Yeah.
And we have a red phone here. And if I push the red phone of the strobe, watch what happens. Hello, John.
Is this Frank?
Yes, it is. You know it is because these phones.
Who else would it be calling on this phone?
This yes, Commissioner.
That's the red phone. That's right.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know if you heard Peon mention earlier, but someone, did somebody send you this link?
Yes, I think on our Facebook page.
Peon, have you already put them on?
Yes, it is on the Facebook page.
We have some old commercials from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet from the, looks like the 80s, with Sammy Davis Jr. at Powell Hall and Ozzie Smith and your dad going, right, girls, and making the okay sign and right, Ozzie, and they're kind of fun to watch. So we put them
on. I know,
on.
I'm the one that put them up on our Facebook page a while back. Kitty Harrison and myself, we just came up with those. We were watching the video of my dad's 80th birthday party that we put together, and my brother-in-law Jim Ruck put it together, and I'm like, man, this would be great stuff to put on Facebook.
No, it's on our Facebook page.
Oh, you guys are so great to me.
Well, we are. We really are.
We were wondering, there's a scene where there's a gentleman in a suit standing next to a car with Ozzie Smith there. Was that young John Landoff Jr.?
Was that you as a young man?
Is it a profile?
Yes.
Well,
yeah,
not enough.
I mean, you can't tell by the nose?
No, it's not enough of a profile.
It was a three-quarter shot
it's
there.
It's more of the back of
the nose
head.
Was, yeah, hidden. So.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, I can make fun of my own nose.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Huh? Do you know? Is that you? Who is it? Is looking
yeah,
at?
There it is, right there.
Who's he looking? He's looking at Ozzie.
I ever told
Ozzie.
You the story about God love my dad
that's
years ago.
That's him.
You know, he's that because my sisters did the commercials. Well, you know, of course. You know.
And by the way,
I saw them. They're beautiful.
No, they're hot. Your sisters are hot.
Yeah.
We just watched them, and I'm telling you.
Frank, you're talking about my sisters. Okay?
I can talk about them. They're good looking. I just watched it. I had not realized how good looking they are. And their noses aren't that.
That's a compliment.
Their noses aren't that big.
Their noses aren't that big.
Yeah, wow. No, that's just a male characteristic of us Macedonians, you know?
Ah, okay.
So one time my dad calls me in the office. He goes, you know, I really think we should maybe do some TV commercials. Have you do some TV commercials? He goes, you're not a bad-looking guy.
Well, that's your dad telling you.
I'm like, you know, people think that we look a lot alike. He goes, they're just trying to make you feel good.
Yeah. your dad's nose was not as big as your nose.
Okay, can we get off the nose?
You started it. You're the one that brought it up.
I said I can make fun of my nose. You don't need to carry it on all day.
Okay.
Eh?
Okay.
John, don't right. sneeze
so,
around
so,
the
so,
customers.
I'm not with the stories. My dad goes, you know, do TV, not a bad-looking guy, blah, blah, blah. He goes, as soon as you get your teeth fixed. As soon as I get my teeth fixed, you know, I lost a tooth playing hockey 100 years ago. They used to put these metal bars to, you know, put your teeth together instead of, you know, having a false tooth in there all the time. So my teeth were, like, gray in front. He said, you finally get your teeth fixed. Huh?
Oh, you can't wait on people with gray teeth.
No you can't.
That's not
no,
a good
really
look.
Can't.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah. Hard bad breath, so you can't have bad breath.
Can I help you folks today? Nah, you can gray
yeah,
teeth.
You gotta try to have all your teeth if possible, too. Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with some people missing a few teeth here or there.
No, but if you're gonna be a front man for the dealership, they can't uh-huh. be gray.
Hey, he's we right. didn't have to wear cages when we played. We're the same age, John. And when I played hockey, youth hockey, we didn't have to wear the cages. Now we just had to wear like a mouth guard or something.
And, I used to come to work and, you know, black eyes and bent nose and stitches. My dad would say, "What the hell? Ooh, I can't say that word, can I?"
No, we will edit it. Yeah, hell, we'll edit it out. Yeah.
What the happened to you? He would say, now who in the is going to buy a car from you when you look the way you look right now? He goes, you're going to scare the out of the people when they're trying to buy a car from you. I'm like, well, maybe I can go for like a sympathy sale.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Huh? I look bad? help me out here a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd use that now, though. What do you think of the commercials? Those were pretty cool, weren't they?
They're really dated and funny because of how dated. Like one of your sisters says, we have the latest technology, and she's standing by this computer.
The bear computer.
It looks like Pong, the old video game. it's hilarious.
I mean that thing is bigger than the Chevy Spark. It was
yes,
so big.
It was.
Yeah.
And some guy came in, and God love my dad, okay? The technical, no. Didn't know a piston from a camshaft to a ball bearing. It was like, dad, hey, I just sell them. I don't need to know about how they run.
Well, he's right.
Put gas in them and start them up, change the oil every once in a while, spark plugs, you'll be fine. So, they sold them on this bare diagnostic piece of equipment, and I'll just say that we've come a long way. Our service department, I just had a gentleman, Mr. Grimm, stop me.
That's a depressing name, Grimm.
Mr. Grimm. Mid-70s or so, and he goes, I just want to compliment you on just a great service operation, great people, they really care. Boy, he goes, what a difference from a long time ago. And I'm like, well, thank you very much. It's something that I pride myself on, and that's our service operation.
What does that mean, that a long time ago, Landolf didn't have a good service?
We did not have a good service department back in the 70s.
Well, that's honest. A good, honest answer.
Yeah.
Well, his first name wasn't Barrett, and then when you do his name backwards, and his middle initial was an N, Grimm N. Barrett.
What was that again?
Nothing. Nothing. Huh? I didn't say anything.
You go back to sleep, or what's going on? What is that? Oh, my God.
I thought I'd read you a couple of emails and share a couple of emails with you. Here's one. Dear Frank, so glad to hear you talking about John Landolf. I never heard of that dealership till your show, and now we're thinking about buying a new car.
Who's that from? That's from Sylvia
Trimmer. Here's one. Dear Frank, this Landolf place you talk about, why have I never really heard of it before till your show? I know lots of people, friends of mine, who all say they discovered Johnny Landolf because of your fine show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A satisfied customer.
Who's that from?
This person's name is Bert Lubernan.
Lubernan,
yeah.
Yeah.
So we're a lot
well,
of
thank
people.
You, Frank. I don't know what to say.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm just a little speechless on those. I guess we call those testimonials for your show as opposed to testimonials for Johnny Landolf.
Well, for both, I like to think. For both, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. If that's the way you see it. I don't know.
Do you have any emails there that came in about me that you'd like to read?
No, Frank, I don't. I think usually if I have an email or something, I'll share it with you.
You shoot it to me. You do.
I will, and you always respond. You usually just pick me up. You call me up. You call me up immediately, and you're like, the opening line is this. Hey, you get a minute?
Yeah, I know.
A minute. When have you
30
ever,
minutes later, we're still talking.
When have you ever been on the phone with somebody for a minute?
Yeah, it's hard to do.
But I love our conversation. I mean, I enjoy talking to you. People always ask me, is he the way he sounds on the radio? I'm like,
what does that mean?
Better. It's just better. I don't know if you can believe this or not, but one-on-one, face-to-face, it's absolutely better. And that's why we love AM and the PM listeners here at Johnny Landolf Chevrolet.
They're good people.
They are good. They're great people. They really are.
What kind of day has it been there today? Because we decided a couple days ago it was a full moon. I talked to you on the phone, and we both agreed that yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, there's some nutty emails from people, and it was just a kind of a full moon crazy day. How's today been?
Today is a great day.
Settled down.
Just great people. I was able to. I actually started my day with a customer asking if she could get a picture taken with me, and Gloria and I got our pictures taken together, and then someone else goes, "Hey, can I get my picture taken with you?"
Now, how common is that? That people want a picture with you? That's
not.
I didn't know that.
That's Gloria Vann, V-A-N-N. Well, she's just adorable. She goes, "You made my day." I'm like, "I made your day. You made my day."
You know, if I had a kid, I'd name it Conversion. If I were her,
Conversion.
It's our son, Conversion.
Oh,
Van.
No,
if I were this Miss Gloria Vann, yeah.
You came up with that. That's lightning quick again. I don't know how really funny it was, but it's still quick. I'll say that much. Great day today. Unbelievable deals. You know what? And again, everything's online. All of our pricing, pictures of all of our vehicles at Landolf.com, not Landolf. I actually received a check from an insurance company in the mail. L-A-N-D-O-F-F, Landoff, Johnny Landoff. I actually scanned it and sent a copy to Mimi thinking, yep, she doesn't believe it. I'm like, you know, here's proof of the pudding.
As long as it clears.
As long as it clears, that's all that matters, okay? But Landoff.com, L-O-N-D-O-F-F, you can do just a tremendous amount of shopping. The process can start and almost end right there with emails back and forth to one another. Just hung up with a friend of mine, Betsy Brooks. I coached her son and daughter in hockey. She's in the Crested Butte, Colorado, and pretty much of the transactions being done through the digital side of life. You know, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You don't hear that. The digital side of life. I think he just coined a new phrase.
Wow.
Living on the digital side of life. Could we have a phone number?
First of all, can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
Dan was saying that did somebody call in and start talking about...
Yeah, they didn't do it on the air. They didn't say it on the air.
All right. No, I mean,
what?
Yeah, Ozzie Smith is...
I was talking to Johnny about something that someone called in and said that they had heard something about Ozzie Smith and the Landoffs.
Yeah, I mean, he did the eulogy at my dad's memorial service.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get much closer than that. He did the eulogy that I could never get up and do because of emotions and how... I love Ozzie Smith. He's a throwback. I mean, he is a throwback as far as a professional athlete to the days. I mean, he used to sign autographs here for 3.5 hours. I would say, don't you, like, have to get going? Because we would never sell a car, you know? And some of our top salesmen would say, let me know when Ozzie's coming because we won't sell any cars for 4 hours.
Well, that's a good thing to know, having Ozzie come out. You're not going to sell any cars.
Yeah.
I said to my dad, I'm like, you know, I know you love having Ozzie Smith, Willie McGee, Vince Coleman, even we had George Henrik here one time signing autographs. I said, but it just kills business. But my dad would say, oh, son, he goes, I love that stuff. I'm like, okay. So, of course, we did it. But we're here late tonight for your great listeners and their friends and their family. You can call us at 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Or, as I said, 24/7, 365 at Landoff.com. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florence, Missouri.
All right. Somebody right now is on the way to buy a new Chevy.
I hope so.
All right. You'll meet him. Thank you.
I can't wait. See you, kids.
We'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Seriously, these commercials are hilarious.
Yes.
They really are. And John's dad's hair didn't ever move for like 20 years. It was that... Perfect,
helmet hair,
perfect
almost.
Part,
yeah.
Perfect part. They're fun to
molded.
Watch. And the big hair, his sisters had big hair. And I'm telling you, they're good looking. He might be uncomfortably saying that. But holy cow,
man.
Babes. They really were the Landoff babes. We're coming right back, I promise. Yeah. Big 550 KTRS.
Time to go airborne now and look at traffic, see how things look. Here's Tim Weiland.
And we are flying right over the top of Johnny Landoff Chevrolet right at this moment. And we checked out an accident. It's on West Florissant at the ramp. It's got the ramp blocked to eastbound 270. It's an overturned vehicle. Now you've got two lanes blocked, only the left lane getting through northbound West Florissant. And once again, the ramp from West Florissant on to eastbound 270 is completely shut down. We've got slow traffic eastbound 270 just a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. On westbound 70, you are slowing from 270 through about 5th Street when things finally open up. Downtown eastbound 40 jams up right at Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. The McKinley Bridge, it looks like morning traffic. If you're traveling westbound, you're slowing now from between Broadway and the Illinois Bank all the way over through Highway 70. And this traffic report brought to you by Walmart. It's back to school time, and Walmart has 12-pack girls' Fruit of the Loom underwear for the price of $9 on rollback for $5.96. In fact, Walmart has Fruit of the Loom bonus packs for the whole family. Save money, live better, Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. Get every pass.
Franklin over the middle. Puff by Lucas at the 25 and the 20. Inside the 10. Breaks a tackle. To the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left. Now moving back to his left side. Steps up. Throws in the end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550. KTRS.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
In other news, mortgage rates projected to go higher later this year.
Hey, did you hear that? We need to get started on refinancing our mortgage while rates are still so low.
You know, you're right. This might be our last chance to save on our mortgage.
Well, who should we call? I mean, I want to work with a company we can trust.
That's easy. American Equity Mortgage.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Don't wait for mortgage rates to creep up. Rates are still at historic lows, and the time to refinance is right now. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call today.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
For all of your roofing needs, John Beal Roofing. Whether your roof is damaged in a storm or normal wear and tear, John Beal Roofing is here to help. Whether it's roofing or tuck pointing, three generations have been serving the St. Louis metropolitan area. Do not be fooled by some out-of-town person who knocks on your door trying to cut you a deal. Chances are you'll never see him again. John Beal Roofing, tried, true, and trusted. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Smoke on the Water, I believe. One of the songs you don't need but two notes. We're going to jump back on the phones here in about a minute, and then Bill Cleveland's going to join us, and a joke that came into my head last night that I don't think we've told for a while. So we'll do it in the Playhouse today. First Community Credit Union has 30-some-odd locations, I think. I've only been to three, I believe. One in over here not far from the radio station, and one other one somewhere in Ellisville or something, and I almost always go down in the valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wow, we actually sounded pretty good.
It's scary. For a second, it was scary. We were on actually hit the right key or something. The headquarters is in Chesterfield Valley, but any First Community Credit Union you go into, they're going to have these consistent things that you'll find. Great service, great rates, great popcorn, and through Labor Day, popsicles. Now, I'm sure they expected more of a summer like last summer when they decided to break out the popsicles again and have them through Labor Day. That's okay. Free popsicles, free popsicle. The reason you're going to want to change where you do your banking, though, is not because of popcorn or popsicles. It's going to be because of great rates and great service. And the fact that you can tell when you're in there, for those of you who go in, now some people strictly just pick up the phone or get online. They rarely go in. I go in every week, a couple times a week. You will notice a little bit of difference, in fact, sometimes maybe a lot of difference, depending on where you banked before, in the service you get there. Because never forget that every person they're dealing with who banks at First Community is an owner. Just think of where you work if the owner of where you work came in and wanted to talk to you. You might act a little bit differently than you act with just anybody else. This is the owner, and that's what you are when you go in. Now, you own a little teeny tiny piece, but still, all the members own First Community Credit Union. Don't forget, too, Saturday morning, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, the yard sale, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. Look, you're going to bank somewhere. Do us a favor and close out your accounts wherever you are and move them over to First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Now, you remember a day or two ago, Norm played the kazoo for us.
Oh, yeah.
It was incredible. And apparently Norman is back with us. Hello, Norman.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
Norman Cohn from Sullivan.
Uh-huh. Norman from Sullivan, yeah.
My two cats, I have two cats.
Mm-hmm.
But Miss Barbara Conehead, Miss Darlene Conehead. And
I'm sorry, what are those cats' names again?
Miss Barbara Conehead, Miss Darlene Conehead.
Miss Butterball Conehead and Miss Darlene Conehead?
Yeah, now Butterball, she is a Siamese cat.
Siamese.
And when Darlene uses the litter box, it looks like cow pies.
Uh-huh.
And
what can we do for you today, Norman?
I want to hear more about the cats.
Something else about horses.
Something else about horses? We weren't even talking about.
About horses, it makes sure a horse likes you. That type of thing.
Make sure a horse likes you and that type of thing.
Yeah, make sure the horse likes you.
You want me to call Dr. Doug back?
And, no. Something else. If the horse don't like you, stay away from it. It's like people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Horses are.
Are you related to somebody named Jackie by any chance? You have a relative?
No.
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 Nope.
Jackie used to call. She kind of sounded a lot like you.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a good one. I agree.
It's one thing.
Now, Norman, what's your story, Norman? What do you do? Do you work? Or you live alone? Or you married? What's the deal?
I'm retired. I'm 75.
Yeah. And what did you do before you retired?
I used to work at Steak and Shake in North County area.
Mm-hmm.
As a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived over near the airport.
Yeah.
Up there in St. Louis.
Yeah, up there in St. Louis.
Steak and Shake, Natural Bridge, and Brown Road.
Now, do you live alone?
Or dishwasher.
You live alone in a home, a house? What?
I live with my sister and husband.
Sister and husband.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to have everyone pray for my two cats and me and my sister and husband.
Pray for your two cats and your sister and your husband.
Just keep a well-being for them.
I'm sure they'll be happy to do that. We got a pretty big audience. That'll be a lot of praying. Yeah, it's funny.
And have the pink sisters pray, too.
Have the pink sisters pray.
And
I know the pink sisters.
And the Carmel nuns.
The Carmel Nuns.
Pink Sisters and Carmel Nuns.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Done deal. Consider it done.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, Norman, you call anytime.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Norman. Norman's pretty
interesting. I like Norman. Miss Butterball, what was it? Conehead and Miss Darlene Conehead.
Yeah.
It's two cats.
Oh, boy. Maybe he'll play the kazoo again for
us. I hope so.
That was good advice about horses. If the horse doesn't like you, stay away from it.
They'll
look at you.
I tell you, there's some wisdom in that, Norman.
Have you ever seen a horse's eyes when it doesn't like you?
Yes. I'm telling you, I don't like horses. I told you that. I don't like them.
See?
I'm about horses like Danny's birds. I don't like them.
Some of them are
They'll
mean.
Look at you with
mean.
That wide-open stare like they get spooked a little bit.
I'm going to kick you in
the
testicles.
Get out of my way.
Oh, that's good, Dan. Mr. Ed voice. No, glad to have Norman aboard.
I like Norman.
It gives us more variety to have Norman.
Sure.
And seriously, he's got some of that Jackie wisdom going there.
Yeah.
Or Robert.
A little bit of Robert,
the joke teller.
A little bit of Robert. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I got a voicemail from Mark Reardon today. He'd done a little research for me. I got to call him back and check on it tomorrow. He'll do research for you, too. So will Jason. In fact, they'll always be doing work for you. They'll be working constantly. Now, I'm not going to act like every minute of every day. They're just working on your investments. They're working on investments for several people. But they're kind of always working for everybody that's a client of theirs, trying to keep up on stuff that I don't understand, like investing money. That's what they do. They give advice. They're financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. They've been part of this show and a big part of this show for, what do you think, 15 years, 14, 15 years?
Oh, yeah.
Easily?
Long time.
When I say hi to your sponsor, which I'm about to do here in a little bit, and he goes, I want to say hi to Mark and Jason. I don't know if you realize it or not. Without Mark and Jason, there wouldn't be a control board operator here. This thing would just be silent.
There wouldn't be a control board.
That's right.
I don't know. I lost it for a second.
What happened to you? I
swallowed my tongue.
Boy, no kidding.
I don't know what happened. I'm pretty
control board.
There wouldn't be a control board.
And you teach at Broadcast Center?
Not anymore.
Wow.
You have to enunciate.
Yeah, what do you got to tell your students? Hey, be sure you sound like you swallowed a jellyfish.
Yeah.
When you get on the microphone. Man, those kids are going to have a great career.
Wow.
Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, financial advisors. If you have $25,000 or more, and like anybody, you'd like to hang on to it and have it turn into even more money, that's the goal, they just may be able to help you. They've helped a lot of people, and they'd love to hear from you. Call them, make an appointment. Won't cost you anything, and see what you think about what they have to say. MarkandJason.com.
Let's go airborne now and check traffic with Tim Wild on the plane.
Should I speak that way?
Yes, go ahead. No.
No? Okay.
No, don't do that.
I'll enunciate.
Okay.
All right, if you're on westbound 40, we're looking at Chesterfield Valley. Things are bunching up now from about Clarkson all the way out here to the Boone Bridge. You're slow again from just before 94 to west of Highway K. Baseball traffic coming in, eastbound 40. Looks like it's slowing around Timberlake Manor, just a few pockets to Mason. Also, we've just got a report of a stalled tractor trailer near Soccer Park at westbound 44, and you've got a little bit of slow traffic as the people go around there. Still working with that overturned vehicle that has the exit ramp or the on-ramp blocked from West Florissant on to westbound 270, so it's going to be a long go there. They're trying to right that car right now. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. It's back to school time, and Walmart has 8-pack boys Fruit of the Loom tees for the price of 5 on rollback for just $5.96. In fact, Walmart has Fruit of the Loom bonus packs for the whole family. Save money, live better. Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis County Crime Lab. A clown making national news, and Jack Clark calling out a legendary Cardinal player. Just some of the topics we'll discuss. The board meeting is in session Thursday morning. Join us on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, Chris, late for swim practice, no?
I decided it wasn't really my thing.
But you liked swimming, and with your grades down last semester, at least it could help with college. Oh, some kid, Frank, came by. I knocked on your door, but you didn't answer. Hey, where are your new sneakers?
Oh, I forgot them at school.
Well, you seem to be forgetting a lot lately.
The signs are there. So is our help. For advice on coping with teen drug use, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
Of all the souvenirs you can bring home, the best one's your own money. Motel 6 is the lowest price of any national chain. Call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 or book at motel6.com.
Downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limperst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Here's the app, STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. The quickest way, great way to get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, hey. Bill.
Well, Star Wars creator George Lucas and his wife have welcomed a baby girl.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it could be tough for the kid when she grows up and discovers her real father is Darth Vader. Hey, and the tourist town of Dorset, Minnesota has reelected its four-year-old mayor.
I saw that.
Voters from anywhere could cast as many votes as they like for a dollar per vote. So, you know, just like Chicago.
Yeah, we got
yeah.
it. Keep it moving.
Corruption.
Okay. Kobe Bryant is now touring China. Kobe says while he's over there, he's looking forward to not passing the ball to 1.3 billion people. And finally.
This is going to be good. He held back. It's coming.
Major League Soccer says they plan to add four new teams by the year 2020. Even more ambitious, by 2030, the league plans to add five new fans.
Oh,
wow, isn't that the truth?
Setting bar high.
Bill Cleveland's segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Bye.
All right. You do not want to miss the Playhouse today. I don't even know why I said that. It's no better than it normally is. Just another joke and another bunch of stuff. But I think that alone, I caught Dan's disease. I start swallowing my tongue while I'm talking. Holy cow, it's contagious. 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Bradley Manning is speaking in his own defense. Manning is the U.S. Army private already convicted of leaking tens of thousands of classified U.S.